The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Back with you from the Bar Hill Mount Academy Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas. Ladies, game is in the books. Now time for the guys' contest. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer, our engineer, all-around good guy. I almost said good Joe, and then that was just going to be too corny, so I couldn't do it. So pretend I didn't say that. Tom Kelsman, the year coordinator, public address announcer, getting set to introduce the starters. With that in mind, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the visitors from Atchison County Community High School, the Tigers under head coach Troy Hoffman. They're going to be starting Caleb Miller and Creighton Bowerly, Trenton Kimmy, Lane Mullins, and Colton Myers. For Mar Hill Mount Academy and head coach Brad Kunicki, the Ravens will start with Manasseh Miller. He's a 6-foot senior. 5'9" senior Carson Van Dyke. He's going to bring another senior out there with Lanston Taylor. He's 5'8". 6'4" senior Samuel Teich. And rounding it out, a junior, a 6'1", that'll be Mark Harris. I remember in the old days when we always had class and heights and information about people on the program. Now I'm just happy if they got a name and a number. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. A great crowd on hand, going to be enjoying this one. We're going to enjoy it with them. Guys, basketball coming up here on CARE Radio right after this.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
I mentioned a moment ago, it's an outstanding crowd. They came early, they've stayed late, and they've enjoyed basketball here this evening and the season opener for both of these clubs. ATCHS on the road tonight in the traveling black uniforms with orange and white lettering and trim. And for the Ravens, it is home white with gold and black. The ball goes up the tip of the way, and Ravens have it. Shoot, can't hit it. And we're going to have a foul in the first 3 seconds of the game. So we'll see if that is any kind of a precursor to things that are going to come. The foul is going to be on... Well, I'm not really quite sure because that player's not right. First free throw is up. Nope. Second free throw is up. Won't go in either for Langston Taylor. And we are still scoreless. They indicated number five, and there is no number five, so I think it was number three. Tigers have the basketball, and into the forecourt they come. Taking it down the left side, it's going to be Trenton Kimme. Trenton will dish it over to the left side, deep in the corner. Creighton Bowerly, another shot from underneath. It's going to be up, but good. The bucket by Lane Mullins will make it 2-0. Tigers with the early lead. Here comes Ravens into the forecourt. They'll go down the left side to the basketball. It's Manasseh Miller with the ball. He's got it way over on the left side. I mean, he is just inches away from the far sideline. Comes out to the baseline left. The rainbow three from the baseline is up. It is no good. Tigers coming up with a rebound. It has big Colton Myers up with the ball. And we have a whistle on the upcourt play. MHMA with a early foul. We are less than a minute into the ball game. Tigers leading it early here, 2-0. And they've got the ball in. For MHMA, it's going to be Miller picking up his first foul. They'll kick it back over to the right side, and now the Tigers deep in the corner. That's going to be Bowerly. Feeds inside, shot up, missing. Follow shot, missing. Rebound on the floor, and it'll be Raven Ball coming down the floor, coast to coast, driving shot up and good. The bucket is in for Langston Taylor. He's got his first points in the ball game, and we are tied at 2. 6.5 to play here in the first. ACCHS, top of the key with it. That's going to be Lane Mullins. He'll dish it over to the left elbow, looking inside is Trenton Kimme. Kicks it back to the top, a three-point shot off the rim once, off twice, no good. Offensive rebound underneath, and they're going to have another Raven foul. ACCHS is a big team. I mean, we're going to start off with that. We do not have the information, just how tall they are, but we're going to make some suppositions out here as the evening wears on. And long and short of it is, you shake it all out. They're big guys. Inbound pass is going to be knocked away and lost out of bounds. Nice hustle by Manasseh Miller. Getting a handle of that ball. 2-2 ball game. Still 6:19 to play in the first quarter. The feed to the free throw line. The look away pass over to the left. Mullins has it. And the ball's going to be knocked free, stolen away. Again, it's going to be Taylor. He will drive, he will shoot, and he'll get two more. So Langston Taylor has been the offense for MHMA on steals and breakaways down the floor. It is 4-2. Ravens in front, 5:55 to go into first. Hatches the candy with a way outside. Thought maybe Bowerly was going to cut loose with that long shot. Does not, and his pass to the top is going to get away, go into the backcourt, and Ravens are going to have it back in at midcourt, right in front of the scorer's table. It'll be put in play for MHMA by Mark Harris. Harris comes out on top. Taylor, back left side. Van Dyke with the ball. Carson Van Dyke gets it in the middle. Langston and official from across the floor makes a foul call. And it is going to be on Caleb Miller. So Caleb picking up the personal foul. Team fouls are even at, or excuse me, it'll be his second. He did get credit for that one earlier when they had the wrong number up. So it is Caleb Miller. He's going to quickly have his second foul. Baseline shot up. No. Rebound. Here comes Atchison County. 4-2. Ravens in front. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first. Atchison County long cross court pass. Look away into the corner. Baseline three. Airborne doesn't quite fall. Offensive board followed up. No. Rebound out of bounds. The official data says it's going to be off the Ravens' knee. Out of bounds. Back it comes again to Atchison County. Tigers getting many opportunities at getting this score. Coming in from directly beneath the goal. It'll be put in play out on top to Bowerly. He will feed it to the free throw line. And here's a shot up wide to the right side. Trying to get back his miss. Colton Myers will have his first foul of the game. 5:10 to go in what has been a surprisingly low-scoring game right now. 4-2. Ravens with the lead. And with the basketball, here comes Langston Taylor. Skip pass over to the corner. Peisch has it. He will drive down, nearly travel, but able to get it across. He does travel. I thought maybe he had gotten a little extra step happening there. Tigers are going to bring it in. Trenton Kimmy gives it to Bowerly, and he'll go to the left side. 4:50 to play, opening quarter. Game not moving at a real rapid pace. Here's a driving shot from the left side. It is up and it is good. And Lane Mullins has all of Atchison County's points, just like Langston Taylor has all of them for MHMA. And we're even again now at four. 4.5 to go in the first. Ravens having a little difficulty getting it across the timeline. They will skip it over to the right edge and stepping up. A lot of body contact and a Colton Myers foul. That will be his second. So for the Tigers, you've got both Caleb Miller and Colton Myers with two fouls each. And ACCHS is going to go to the bench and bring in a couple of new players. They're going to bring in Ryan Keith, and they're also going to bring in James Sheet. Here's a falling away shot for Miller, who has been fouled. Fort Hill Mount Academy goes to the bench, and they're going to bring in Sam Joyce. First foul of the game for Matt Worley for Atchison County. MHMA for the basketball. Tigers have committed five fouls already, and we're not midpoint of the opening quarter yet. 4:20 to go in the first. Joyce will have it on the right wing. Comes back out on top. It's going to be batted away for a moment, but recovered by Harris. Kicks it over to the left side. Van Dyke has it. Remember, we have no shot clock to deal with here, so these teams can take all the time they want. Langston Taylor is going to come up with a rebound, pulls the ball away, and then trying to recover it. We're going to get a foul on Worley. So for Matt, that will be his second. You got three Tigers with two fouls apiece, and we're still not halfway through the first quarter. 4:03 to go in the first in a 4-4 game. Ravens going to go to the bench now, and it'll be Keegan coming into the game. That is Keegan Mispagel. Baseline jump shot, Ravens for three. No. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to be saved up top side by Langston Taylor. Taylor will have it. He's standing absolutely both feet firmly in the center circle way out near midcourt. Tigers have shifted out of that player defense, which has gotten them into some foul trouble, into a 2-3 zone. Here's a baseline three up short, hitting the rim and in, looking for the rebound. We're going to have a Mar Hill foul. Foul is going to be on Langston Taylor. It'll be his first. And for the Ravens, it'll be team foul three. Into the game for ACCHS. We're going to get the return of Caleb Miller. Manasseh Miller is coming in for MHMA. Now the Tigers are going to bring Lane Mullins back in. So coaches in and out a lot with players. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. It is a 4-4 game. When it's all said and done, this game is very, very close. Some things are setting up that will impact it as it wears on, and the number of fouls is going to be one of those. Now the cross-court pass for the Tigers is going to get away. James Sheet got a little bit of loft on the ball, and it goes out of bounds into the sideline. Back it comes to the Ravens. 3:18 to go in what has been a remarkably low-scoring first quarter here in Atchison. Northeast Kansas League ball. Ravens with Miller with the basketball. Gets it over to Ms. Pagel. Back out on the wing. Harris will take it. They'll try to go back door, and it's going to be batted away. That was a good bit of defense in there by Trenton Kimmy. And here come the Tigers. Trenton got a hand on the ball, knocked it free. Atchison County will race into the forecourt. We're at 2:45 to go and running along. The dish deep into the edge now. The feed to the right block. And for the Ravens, Sam Joyce up over the back, picking up foul number one. That's going to be Morehill Mount Academy team foul four. So six fouls for the Tigers, four for the Ravens. Still 2:44 to go in the first quarter, and it is still only 4-4. ACCHS wants it off the block. They get it there. Trying to back in. The shot is up. Can't go down. Rebound tipped around, rolling around, and it's going to be Taylor coming up with it. Outlets it quickly down the left side. Three-quarter of the length of the court. Taken by Van Dyke, who goes into the lane. Hook shot up good and one. Count the bucket for Carson Van Dyke. We'll see against whom the Tiger foul is called. I think it's going to be on Lane Mullins. It is his first. Atchison County is in the bonus with 2:22 to go in the first quarter. That will maybe alert you to the fact that this game is going to take a while because we're going to see a lot of free throw shots tonight. Looking for the three-point play. The free throw here is up and good. Van Dyke will complete the conventional three. And MHMA goes to a 7-4 lead. 2:11 to play in the first quarter. Tigers have the ball up top side. Trenton Kimmy goes to the baseline right. The shot up won't go in for Mullins, but nice rebound for Atchison County. Tigers are going to keep it alive. Sheets will have it at the top of the key. Now over to the right side. The shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Manasseh Miller. Ravens will run. Manasseh down the left side into the forecourt quickly, being defended by Caleb Miller. Minute 50 to go, first quarter. Manasseh having a little conversation with his teammate, Keegan Misbagel. Now Manasseh into the lane, puts a shot up, won't drop, rebound, Atchison County. Trenton Kimmy with a little behind-the-back pass, changes the direction, takes it down to the right side. There was a travel in the corner. Creighton Bowerly cuts a little happy feed. He kind of shuffled it back and forth a little bit before he put the ball on the floor. Minute and a half to go in the first. It will be Raven ball. 7-4 is the MHMA lead. Van Dyke will bring it in, and he tries to get it into Manasseh Miller, and immediately a Tiger, Creighton Bowerly, goes over the back. That is foul eight. We're coming already to the 1-1. Again, remember, we're still at a minute 30 to go in the opening quarter. Van Dyke coming out of the game for Coach Brad Kunicke. Into the lineup for MHMA. Again, will come Mark Harris. Manasseh Miller, the 6-foot senior at the free throw line, looking for his first point tonight. A little bit of a knee bend. The shot flipped. No. So he will not get a bonus shot. 7-4 Ravens. 1-2-3. Minute 23 to go in the first. Here's a shot underneath. It is deflected by Peisch, who in the process is guilty of a foul. Foul is going to be on Samuel. Ravens team foul 5. And for ACCHS, Caleb Miller is at the line. Tigers again with only 4 points. A couple of buckets by Lane Mullins. Here's his first free throw. Rolls around and it is good. So for Caleb Miller, first bucket in. One more shot coming his way. It is a 2-shot foul. That is only team foul 5 by the Tigers so far in the game. The second one is up, online but short. And we're going to have a lane violation called against Morehill Mount Academy. Into the game now for the Ravens is going to be Jonkin Ngwaba. Second free throw misses badly, and a rebound, Peisch. Here comes MHMA. Over to the right side, the long two, rattles no. Rebounding it down is going to be the Tigers. Mullins coming up with the basketball. Quickly outlets it down the right side. Into the forecourt is going to be Sheets. James will dish it over to the left wing. We're at a minute to go in the first quarter. Hook shot from off the block is going to be up and good. Lane Mullins has a half a dozen. We are tied now at 7 with 50 seconds of play in the first. Into the lane, and Ngwaba shoots and charges in. Jonkin will have his first personal foul. It's not quite WWE out here, but it's a little bit close because we've got 14 fouls and we are not through the opening quarter. Into the game for Atchison County, will be Wyatt. That's Wyatt Kramer out there, number 24. Wyatt will jump it over to the left side. Tigers with the basketball, driving into the lane. The shot is up. No good. Rebound is going to be... Now it's going to be lost out of bounds. Quite unable to rescue it in down there. It will be MHMA basketball. 35 seconds left in the first. Tigers are going to go to some full court pressure. Ravens will go into the forecourt on the outlet pass down to the left side. The running one-handed shot is up and good. How about that shot by Manasa Miller? 9-7 Ravens. And a cross-court pass for ACCHS is going to go into the crowd. It's going to come back into the home team. 9-7, Ravens in front. And we got a time, we do. Tigers taking the time, we shall also. An interesting timeout with only 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Morehill Mount Academy 9, ACCHS 7.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Mark Harris set to put it in play. Ravens have the basketball coming across the timeline. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. They come way out high on top. Sam Joyce, the big guy, between the circles, puts it on the floor one time. Kicks it back over to Manasseh Miller. 7 seconds. Miller, right side, 4 seconds. Cross court. Baseline jumper for three. It's a buzzer and good from deep in the corner. And that is the end of the first. 3-point shot by Keegan Misbagel. At the end of one in Atchison, Kansas, Morehill Mount Academy 12 at ACCHS 7.
Have you tried the loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? Two beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Going to the second quarter, recap of the scoring for ACCHS. More fouls than points in the first quarter. 8 personal fouls, 7 points for the Tigers after one. They're led by Lane Mullins with 6 points. Caleb Miller had the other one. For MHMA, it was a 4-point quarter for Lance and Taylor. 3 apiece for Carson Van Dyke and Keegan Miss Pagelin tune for Manasseh Miller. Several players with two fouls each for the Tigers. Caleb Miller, Colton Myers, Matt Worley, each with two for MHMA, two on Lanston Taylor. Here's a shot for the Tigers on the inbound to begin the second quarter. No good. Offensive rebound, a 15-footer. No. And the rebound pulled down this time by MHMA and Mark Harris. Harris will bring it down, feed in the middle. Pyche will shoot and score. Samuel Pyche has his first point of the evening. It's now a 14-7 Raven lead at 7:20 to go in the half. The drive into the lane, the shot is going to be blocked away. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. They'll take it down the right side, getting it there to Van Dyke. Ravens out on top. Manasseh Miller heels on the center circle. 7 minutes to go in the half. Pass over to the left side. Nicely saved by Mark Harris. Ravens with it back out on top. Work down the left side of the lane. Backing away. The falling away. Shot is up. Missing it. The rebound is going to be lost out of play. It will belong to Atchison County. ACCHS head coach Troy Hoffman making multiple substitutions now. We're going to pick them up as we go along. First of all, they've got Keaton Bowerly back in the game. He's got one foul so far this evening. Long cross court pass. Bowerly will take it on the left wing. Out of the top of the key is Trenton Kimmy. Here's a feed underneath. The shot is up and no good. Rebound to go down. MHMA. Up forward with it is going to be Harris. Over to the left side where Van Dyke, the rainbow, too strong. Tigers rebound is going to be slap free, out of bounds, and it will come back into MHMA. So for the Tigers, it'll be Colton Myers and Keaton Bowerly. Left side, Trenton Kimmy. Over on the right side, you've got Matt Worley. And rounding it out, we're going to look down to the baseline. I think we got Caleb down there. Here's a driving shot. Up, no good. And a whistle and a foul. And by the way, down there, that is Ryan Keith in the game for ACCHS. Ryan Keith. We'll have the first foul of the game for Morehill Mount Academy on Mark Harris. And as Mark will have his first foul, the Ravens have their 17th foul. And now ACCHS goes into the bonus. First shot for Matt Worley, no good. This was a shooting violation. Worley missing the front half and missing the second half. And Tigers are going to rebound it. Colton Myers nearly has it stripped out of his hand. And in the process, travels with a basketball. Back it comes to the Ravens. 5:55 to go. It's very much a first game of the season kind of a game here tonight. Just a lot of rough play. I'm not saying it's shoddy or shabby, but it is just teams that are finding their way into how they will be playing the seasons, working on polishing their games and figuring out how it all comes together when you're not just practicing against the same guys every day, but actually playing against an opponent. Here's a shot from the top of the Ravens that misses. MHMA coming down with a rebound. Mark Harris over to the left side. Manasseh for three. Got it. Manasseh Miller. He's got six to the Ravens. Fake. Now a 10-point lead. 17-7. 5:15 to go in the first half. On the upward play, a Raven foul. The whistle is going to be on Manasseh Miller, and he will have picked up his second foul. ACCHS had 7 points at the end of the opening quarter. We are 3 minutes in almost, 5:12 left in the half. Almost 3 minutes into the second quarter with no scoring yet in the quarter by the Tigers. Going to have to find their offense here. They can do a little bit of damage at the free throw line, and well, as Trenton Kimmy hits the first shot. So Trenton, with that free throw, has the first point of the second quarter for the Tigers. 17-8. One more shot coming up for Trenton. Right-hander puts it up. It is a little bit short. And a nice offensive rebound hauled in by Atchison County. Bowerly going to come down with it. And now the shot missing. Rebound, Raven. MHMA and Harris brings it up. Lance and Taylor is back in the game playing with those two fouls. We're inside five now to go in the half. 17-8, Raven. Taylor, little skip pass over to the left side. Puts it in the hands of Keegan Mispago. He hit that big three just at the end of the first quarter. Mispago, a little bit of a head fake, no shot. Back out to Taylor. He'll go off top side. Now down low. Can't get the defense to break. Tiger defense has been outstanding, and the Ravens with a cross-court pass throws it away. A tremendous defensive sequence for ACCHS. 4.5 to play in the half. Tigers up the floor with it. Bowerly brings it. He'll dump it over to the right side. Gets it there to Caleb Miller. Here's a little fadeaway shot. Missing and rebounding down. Raven and a Tiger foul. Johnkin Nguaba. Got that rebound. He was fouled. And is coming to the line on the other end, Trent Kimmy, foul number one. That is the ninth team foul for ACCHS. Johnkin, it's 1-1 for him. The shot? No. Rebound, out of bounds, and it is, I believe, yeah, Tiger ball. So neither team is shooting particularly well at the free throw line. 17-8, MHMA in front, and the Ravens, as they go into a zone defense, Atchison County decides to take a timeout. Joseph, if you'd be so kind, taking a break here with 4:10 to go. We're still in the opening half of the men's game. Morehamon Academy 17, ACCHS 8.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
To play here in the first half in Atchison, Kansas, ACCHS, MHMA. What a way to start the season. It is the season opener for each of these teams. Of course, they're conference opponents, they're cross-county opponents, and let's face it, these guys have a history that goes back decades. Tigers are going to be putting the ball in play. We're back underway. Skip pass comes deep into the right corner for ACCHS. That's going to be a shot up, nope, rebound, long board pulled down by Matt Worley. Worley gets it out on top, Bowerly swings it back over to the right side. Caleb Miller goes down to the baseline, loses the handle on the ball, it'll go out of play. Back it comes to MHMA. We're 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the second quarter. The Tigers have 1 second quarter point so far. They're 1 of 3 at the free throw line. And again, you got to generate a little bit more offense than that. However, that said, MHMA has not done a lot to improve their lead here. Here's a little jump shot. Slapped out of bounds, and the shot is rejected. Rams are going to have it in at their baseline. It'll be brought in by Harris. Harris to Peisch. Knocked three out of Samuel's hands, and here come the Tigers, Trenton Kimmy. Kimmy up the floor, jumps it over to the left side of Bowerly. Way back out on top. Now deep into the right corner. Long, long passes for the Tigers. Hoping to open it up in the middle, and they do. And they pass it inside to Lane Mullins, who puts his 8th point of the game in. It's 17-10. 3:10 to go in the half. Morehamon Academy, again, unable to capitalize on the Tigers not scoring in this quarter. Suddenly find themselves leading only here by 7. Top of the key, Van Dyke, 3. And it bounces around and somehow rolls in. How about that shot by Carson Van Dyke? And he's got a half a dozen. Coming down with it, Tigers. All the way to the baseline left. The feed inside. Layup is up and good. Plus one. Another great shot in the middle by Lane Mullins. And the Ravens, realizing that he had outboxed him, coming in a little bit late. Mark Harris will have his second foul. So things are beginning to balance out a little bit. The Tigers have three players with three fouls apiece. The Ravens have three players with three fouls each. Each team has 9 total team fouls, and the score is getting closer. This free throw is up and in. So that was a nice series for the Tigers, and Lane Mullins is already in double-digit scoring. He has 11 of his team's 13 points. Excuse me. He's got 12. No, 11. That's right. 11 of his team's 13. Baseline shot is up. No. Rebound. Mullins has it. Gets knocked to the floor, and we're going to go to the other end of the court where he will be shooting. That was team foul 10. We're not going to shoot this, I guess. They're lining up at the other end like we're going to shoot it. The official comes up and says, wait a minute. Let's shoot these free throws. What do you say? 2:11 to play. 10 players, 2 officials are all on the other end, but the guy with the ball was standing down here at the baseline looking for someone to do the inbound. At the free throw line, the shot won't quite go in, but in the double bonus, Lane Mullins is going to get another look at it here. Again, Lane with 11 points. It is a 20-13 MHMA lead. Mullins will hit that one, making it 20-14. Here comes the Morehill Mount Academy offense. Lanson Taylor's pass stolen away by ACCHS. That was a great job by Matt Worley. He anticipated the pass coming up the floor, put himself in that passing lane, picked it up. Tigers are back up the floor with it. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half. Ravens hanging on to a 20-14 lead in this extremely low-scoring game. The ball is on the floor. Lane Mullins, power move inside, gets fouled by Peisch. Right now, Morehill Mount Academy has no answer for Lane Mullins. He's big and he's strong. He's got the wide body down there, and Ravens are going to have to figure out a way to stop him. He's going to have a big, big night. And that is the second foul of the game for Samuel, and he's now the fourth Raven with 2 fouls. The gym grows quiet. The free throw goes in. And Lane Mullins having a huge first game of the season. One more shot. Got it. 14 points already for Lane Mullins, and it is 20-16. Minute 45 to go in the first half. MHMA, who had a huge lead a while ago, has seen that go away. Here's Van Dyke, kicks it over to Manasseh Miller, top of the key, back over to Lanson Taylor. Lanson starts to the right side, away pass to Johnkin. Johnkin kicks it right, Van Dyke, back out on top to Miller, fades away, 3. Wow, what a shot by Manasseh Miller, his second 3 of the game. 23-16 Ravens. 75 seconds to go before halftime. Tigers are back on offense. Top side is going to be Caleb Miller. Tries to go down to the block. Looking to get the ball again to the hands of Lane Mullins. They know where to go. And we're going to have an MHMA foul. The Tigers have found the Achilles right now for Morehill Mount Academy. That is now the third foul by Samuel Peisch. And back to the line, Lane Mullins. 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, and now 4 out of 6 a trio of substitutions into the game for Coach Kunicki. Coach Hoffman is going to make one. His free throw, perfect. 15 points now for Lane Mullins. 23-17. How about that? 15 of his team's 17 points. Out on top of the four MHMA, that's Korbelik. Bowden Korbelik. We're in the last minute now of the first half. Skip pass. Korbelik will have it. Kicks it over to the right side of Manasseh Miller. Miller looking in, comes out on top. Van Dyke. Back it comes to get to Manasseh. Here's Korbelik with it. Gets bumped, gets blocked. Here's your foul. Foul is going to be on the Tigers, Trenton Kimmy. It'll be his second. As he's come to the free throw line, it's a great opportunity for me to remind you that you're enjoying high school basketball this evening here on CAIR Radio. K-A-I-R-F-M. Horton Atchison. Colton Myers is coming to the scorer's table, getting set to check into the game. First free throw here will not quite go in for Korbelik. He'll have one more shot. Ravens continue to lead, but only now by a half dozen at 23-17. This free throw is up. It is well off the mark, and a rebound. Korbelik is going to get it back. Tries to feed inside to Sam Joyce, but the ball will escape him. And up the floor it comes. Now the Ravens are going to pick up the ball off the floor, and we're going to get a foul on the Tigers. It was Matt Worley who was hustling after the basketball, and now Matt is in trouble. I've got him for a three. As each team is in the double bonus, ACCHS is going to bring Ryan Keith back into the game. Ryan is senior on this club. The first of two free throws here, high and arcing and good for Carson Van Dyke. Carson Van Dyke is a very, what I would call, classic shooting style, that high rafter dusting kind of a shot. Sam Joyce was in the game for a brief time, right back out, and Johnkin Ngwaba is in for him. Second free throw, barely ripples the net, as Van Dyke will hit them both. 25-17, 20 seconds left. Here's a Tiger three-point shot, rims out. Rebound, MHMA, they got a lot of time to get a shot away. 13, into the forecourt at 12. Van Dyke will dish it over to the baseline. Harris will put one up. It goes in somehow. It hit the back of the rim, went straight up and straight back down. Here's a shot at the buzzer, and it's not going to go in. We've come to halftime. We'll be back and summarize the opening half for you as we go to the locker room. It's Fort Hill Mount Academy 27, ACCHS 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CAIR Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Hey, it's great to have you with us here. We're in Atchison, Kansas. It is NEKL basketball day one of the 2021-22 2022 basketball season. Halftime of the guys' game finds the Ravens at home tonight, leading 27-17. A recap of the scoring for you. For ACCHS, it doesn't take long to cover the scoring. They've got 17 points. Lane Mullins has 15 of those 17, as Caleb Miller and Trenton Timmy each have one. For MHMA, it's 8 each for Manasseh Miller and Carson Van Dyke. 4 in the opening half for Lanston Taylor. Keegan Mispingle hit a 3, and 2 each for Samuel Peisch and Bennett Wilkes. Fouls are going to be an issue. Tigers have one guy with 3, Matt Worley, and 3 more guys with 2. For MHMA, Samuel Peisch has 3, and 3 more guys have 2. Fouls are going to be a big part of the game. Free throws are going to be important. And second half of this is going to be exciting. We encourage you to stick with us for that. But right now, we're taking a brief break with your intermission score. Moriah Mount Academy 27, ACCHS 17. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, he's ready for halftime.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerb with Hot Country 93.7, and I'd like to thank you for listening to us right here at 93.7 KAIR, transmitter in Horton, studios here in Atchison. Taking a look at the Care Country Studios sports schedule, we've got basketball coming up tomorrow. It's a time change in the Benedictine versus Mid-America Nazarene game. The girls will take to the court right around high noon. The boys will take to the court right around 2 p.m. in the Benedictine games. In the Tuesday's game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at JCN for the girls' game at 6 p.m. The boys will take to the court right around 8 p.m. out in Winchester, Kansas. Thursday brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs every Thursday during the sports season, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right about 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursdays during the sports season. Next Friday, we've got Atchison High versus Wamego as they play host, with the girls taking to the court sometime right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court right around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around northeastern Kansas sports with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Taking a look at girls basketball first. We've got some finals in today's games. It was Jackson Heights over Royal Valley with a final of Jackson Heights 61, Royal Valley 30. Maryville topped Sabetha. Marysville had 48 to Sabetha's 43. It was Frankfurt over Pawnee City, with Frankfurt at 57, Pawnee City Girls 17. Valley Heights topped Riley County with a resounding score of Valley Heights 52, Riley County 29. It was Wetmore by 3 over Blue Valley with a final score of Wetmore 39, Blue Valley 36. And Lynn beat Washington County with a final score of Lynn 48, Washington County 40. In the game that we had earlier here, right on Hot Country 93.7, it was ACCHS Tigers taking on the Mar Hill Lady Ravens, and the Lady Tigers came home with a victory at 60 to Mar Hill Lady Ravens 26. I'll be back in just 30 seconds with the boys' scores as I have them.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Taking a look at some of the boys' scores in games in action right now. At the half, it was, well, actually, with 1 minute and 28 seconds left to go, Maryville and Sabetha are in action. It's Sabetha 54, Marysville 48, with 1 minute and 20 seconds left to go. We have a final in the Royal Valley-Jackson Heights game. It was Royal Valley 49, Jackson Heights 30. At the half, it was Nemaha Central by 1 over Perry Lecompton, with Nemaha Central at 26, Perry Lecompton 25. And at the half, it was Valley Falls over Oskaloosa 32-13. At the half in this game, it's Mar Hill Mount Academy 27 to ACCHS 17. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye for, well, actually, we'll be going to Tom Couts in just about a minute.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education. Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Mar Hill Mount Academy Gymnasium. I think we're back. Just getting underway. Second half, Ravens will have the ball in play. They lead it by 10, 27-17. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Couts will be here, and the shot is going to be rejected by ACCHS, and they will come down the court. Mar Hill Mount Academy will knock it out of bounds. Tigers are going to be putting it in play. Super. Atchison County, they're only trailing by 10. I mean, we've got a long way to go here. The second half just beginning. Inbound pass left side of the lane. The shot is going to be blocked. That's Sam Joyce out there. He's in there because Samuel Peisch has three fouls. Vanessa Miller tries a little reverse layup. It's going to be blocked, but body contact will result in a foul, and we have had a lot of those tonight. Let's see which Tiger is going to be whistled for this one. It is the third foul for Colton Myers, the first foul of the second half by either club. And at the line for MHMA, Manasseh Miller. He is 0 for 1 at the line, but has 8 points. He hit a couple of 3-point shots in that second quarter, a couple of nice shots. Here's a free throw here. It's good. 9 points now for Miller. Into the game for Atchison County is going to come James Sheets. And Colton picking up that third foul is going to catch a chair for just a little bit. Manasseh Miller, one more shot. Jim got really quiet, didn't it? Free throw's up and good. And Manasseh Miller is the first Tiger in double-figure scoring. Or should be first Raven in double-figure scoring with 10. 29-17. ACCHS working the ball around the perimeter, almost in a four corners kind of offense. They're just spreading it and throwing it back and forth, trying to get the Ravens to chase it. And now as they hold on to the ball, reaching in, Carson Van Dyke ties it up. Jump ball back. It will come to Atchison County. 7:14 to play in the third quarter. 29-17. Ravens up a dozen. Into the lane. The shot from 8 won't go. Rebounding it down, Mark Harris. Harris will put it in the hands of Lanson Taylor. Taylor kicks over to the left side of Manasseh. Miller looking in, goes baseline. Here's a shot way deep in the left corner that's good for Mark Harris. His first point of the game. Ravens have pushed now to a 32-17 lead, up some 15 points. A little over a minute into the second half. Tigers out on top, Bowerly. Dishes to the left side, James Sheets. They'll go into the lane. Mullins, he's been the hot hand, and he's still the hot hand. Lane Mullins has 17 of his team's 19 points now, and is 32-19. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Just a great fan base for both of these schools. So nice to see this many people showing up and cheering on their respective teams. We're going to have a lob into the middle for the Ravens and contact a Tiger foul. Not going to be any kind of a shooting foul. It will be, though, team foul two. Team foul two. With, 6:12 to go. That is the third foul of the game for the Tigers, Caleb Miller. Shot from the outside is up, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Atchison County. Lane Mullins with another rebound, and we got a foul by the Ravens and more fouls. This is going to be the third foul now on Lanson Taylor. So, gosh, for the Ravens, Lanson Taylor has 3. Samuel Pyche has 3. We have not seen Samuel yet in the second half. For the Tigers, Caleb Miller with 3. Colton Myers with 3. Matt Worley with 3. Lot of foul trouble. Around the outside it goes. The feet into the middle. Battaprie stolen. Here come the Ravens. Down with it is Manasseh Miller. He will cut in between two defenders and now have the ball taken out of his hands. And it's Sam Joyce. Just kind of overpowers the Tiger holding the basketball. Sam is going to be called for a foul. So Sam Joyce has his third foul. So now, 3 players for MHMA with 3 fouls. 3 players for the Tigers with 3 fouls. Coach Kunicki is going to take the Miller out of the game and come back in with Bowden Korbelik. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Atchison County drives in, and that looked like maybe a foul on Korbelik. We'll see. Is there, let him light this up and tell us against whom the official scores table has called the foul. And we're going to get right back into the game. Manasseh Miller. That is going to be a foul on Bowden Korbelik. And he's going to come out. Manasseh is back in. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Inbound it comes. ACCHS with it out on top. Two teams, neither one has really taken charge of this game. We haven't seen any nice smooth movement of the basketball. Maybe this time he will. Oh, Tigers, Carson Van Dyke with the steal, coast to coast, running layup, rolls around and in. There's Carson Van Dyke hitting his 10th point tonight. It is 34-19. We're going to get a timeout. Taking it with Coach Hoffman. We're good to go. Thumbs up. Taking a break, Joseph. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. It is Morehill Mount Academy 34, ACCHS 19.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Time out of the court, being utilized by both teams. Cheerleaders cheering and getting the crowd in this. But I just wonder, as they all ran off the floor with their hands kind of holding their own hands behind them, is that something you learn at cheerleader school? Is that like, is that a thing? I don't know. I know nothing about this. 5:15 to play in the third quarter. 34-19. Ravens in front. Up by 15 points. It equals their largest lead of the evening. Pass comes out on top. Tigers with the basketball. Again, ACCHS could make some real inroads here, but they're going to have to get more than scoring from just Lane Mullins, who has been absolutely spectacular tonight. And now we're going to have an offensive foul call. Yes, we are. So the Tigers are going to be whistled for an offensive foul. 4:51 to go in the third. 34-19. That is now the third foul on Trenton Kimmy. He is the fourth Tiger and seventh player overall to have picked up a third foul. How many players will we see foul out of this game tonight? Up court pass slapped away. Ravens are going to have it back in near their bench. Out on top of it will be Manasseh Miller. Atchison County going to go to a little more low-risk kind of a defense as far as fouls are concerned as they've shifted into the 2-3. Here's a ball off the left block. The shot is up and missing. Rebound is going to be wrenched free. The shot blocked out of bounds by Lane Mullins. Rams are going to have it back in at the baseline. Jonkin Ngwaba will come back in for Sam Joyce. Rams have made a big change at the five. Samuel got early foul trouble. Haven't seen him back yet in the second half. And they've gone with a couple of big guys down here. 4:35 to go. Ravens are going to have the ball in play. Again, ACCHS tries the old rope-a-dope down there as they walk out of bounds and wait for the official to handle the ball, when in fact it is Morehill Mount Academy's ball. The official's like, hold on. That's the wrong jersey. And now the Ravens put it in play, and it goes right through the hands. Out of bounds, it will be Tiger basketball. I mentioned it earlier in the game, and I am absolutely standing by the statement that it's very much a first game of the season kind of game for both of these teams here tonight. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Atchison County. ACCHS probably needs a little perimeter shooting. Here's a driving shot. It's up and missing. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Manasseh. Middle outlet driving right side. Running shot is up and in. Nice transition basket. That's one of the nicer possessions, even as brief as it was, for either team. And it belongs to Keegan Misfagel, those 2 points. Shot in the middle for the Tigers is up. No good. Follow shot is up. No good. Rebound tipped out by Manasseh Miller. And we've got a whistle and... let's see against whom this foul is going to be called. It is going to be on the Tigers, and that will be the fourth foul for Matt Worley. He is our first candidate with four fouls tonight. Inside 4 minutes. So we're just now halfway through the third quarter. Ravens up the floor. They lead 36-19. Manasseh Miller standing between the circles. The dish will go over to the left side. No room there. Comes back out on top. That's Keegan Misbagel. Keegan looks in. Now feeds into the lane. The ball gets knocked free. And Graba has it, lost it. Tigers are going to pick it up. Here comes Atchison County. Caleb Miller down the left side. Gets it to the top of the key. Dumps it over to the wing where Creighton Bowerly kicks it to the side. And it's going to go in and out of the hands of Damon. Dalton Damon could not quite get a handle on that thing. Ravens back up the floor. 3:15 to go in the third. Neither team really lighting this thing up tonight. Here's a three for MHMA. It's very short, and the long rebound hauled down by Creighton Bowerly. On the other end of the floor, we have a whistle, a foul, and two free throws coming up. So the Tigers are going to be appearing at the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Keegan at Misbagel. It'll be his first of the evening. Team fouls are even at four apiece with 3:04 to go in the third. Coming to the line for the Tigers, Caleb Miller. Now, Caleb has the distinction of being one of only two guys who have scored other than Lane Mullins. He's one of two at the free throw line, and that first one makes him one of three at the free throw line. One more shot for Caleb. Sends it up, and it will not go in. Manasseh Miller comes down with the ball. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third. MHMA in front, 36-19. Van Dyke around left wing. Underneath is going to go Korbelik. Back out on top now to Manasseh. Ravens have backed the offense out. They're forcing that defense to spread out across the floor a little bit, hoping to find some daylight inside. And as they try to drive in, the ball is going to be slapped free, stolen away. Here come the Tigers. Bounce pass into the middle, off the right block shot, blocked from behind, and a foul is going to be whistled on Mark Harris. Harris will pick up his third personal foul. That'll be team foul five for the Ravens. ACCHS back of the line. Colton Myers looking for his first point of the game. Colton got in a little foul trouble early. The free throw, it's right in there. So now for the Tigers, 17 points for Mullins, one for Caleb Miller, one for Trent Kimmy, and that one for Colton Myers. We're going to get a timeout before the second free throw. Tigers taking a break. We will too, Joseph. We're holding a thumbs up on this. We're taking a timeout at 2:27 to go in the third. It's Morehill Mount Academy 36, Atchison County Community High School 20.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
As we return, the Tigers once again at the free throw line. One more shot on its way. This one is going to be short for Colton Myers. It is 36-20. Ravens coming out with a rebound at MHMA into the forecourt. As they go inside, 2:20 to play in the third quarter, 36-20. Home standing, Morehill Mount Academy team out in front. Sam Joyce takes the pass, brings it back out on top. The shot from the right wing, no. Rebound, Tigers. Here comes ACCHS, Trenton Kimmy into the forecourt, dishes it over to the left side. That's going to be Sheets with it, James. Now the long cross-court pass, shot by Mullins, no. Rebound, Manasseh Miller. Ravens are going to come back the other way with a minute 50 to go in the third. It is still a 16-point Raven lead. This third quarter has seen minimal scoring. Atchison County's added, what, 3 points? MHMA has added 9. Here's a feed from the baseline. The shot halfway down. It spins out. But it's going to be lost out of bounds off the Tigers. Ravens will have it back in at their offensive end. A minute and a half to go in the third. Getting set to go in for the Tigers. It's going to be Wyatt Kramer. So Wyatt will come in. Lane Mullins will get just a little extra breath before the fourth quarter. Shot by the Ravens off the inbound pass is no good. Tiger rebound. Colton Myers clears it away. Up comes Caleb Miller all the way to the top of the key. Swings it over to the left side. Now they'll feed underneath. The hook shot up off the rim once and twice and in. That is the first field goal of the night for the Tigers for anyone not named Lane Mullins. A minute to go in the third quarter, 36-22. MHMA out on top. Carson Van Dyke gets it over to Sam Joyce. Sam Joyce fires a pass into the middle, and that thing had some velocity. It's going to go out of bounds. Back up with it, Atchison County. Here's James. Sheets will kick it into the middle. It's rolling around loose. Ravens are going to steal it away. Coming down the right side with it is going to be Jokun Inagwa. And he gets fouled. Here's the deal. Jonquin was going to go down. And don't know what his ability is as far as throwing one down, but he had a breakaway going. Tigers said we're just not going to have that. An ACCHS foul is the fourth of the game by Caleb Miller in the fifth of the second half. Ravens have it in. 37 seconds left in the third. Three-point shot is up and good. Give those points to Bowden Korbelik, his first of the game. 39-22, Ravens. Tigers in the lane. The shot is going to be up. It's over Joyce, but won't go in. Up with it, Manasseh Miller. He will drive. Lean, shoot, miss it. Rebound Atchison County. They've got plenty of time, 10 seconds to get a shot off. Sheets brings it up the floor. Dumps it to the right side, Bowerly. Sheets back over to the left, 2 seconds. The shot at the buzzer off the mark. Three quarters are in the book. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming your way. Markhamon Academy 39, Atchison County 22.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
In the third quarter, Markhamon Academy outscored ACCHS 12-5. For the Ravens now, two players have reached double-digit scoring, as both Vanessa Miller and Carson Van Dyke have 10 each. For ACCHS, what a game for Lane Mullins. 17 points for Lane. Tigers in those traveling black uniforms with orange and white lettering and trim. They're coming out of the court. Ravens in the home white with gold and black. It'll be Raven basketball to begin the fourth quarter. They'll have it put in play at midcourt, and we are back underway. Ravens have the ball on the right side. Long cross court pass. Back of the game. For the first time, it feels like quite a while, is Manson Taylor. And we get a whistle down to the baseline. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again there to the Ravens. Just beginning the fourth quarter. You know what? It would be perfectly reasonable, I think, at this time. The shot goes up. Samuel Pines is back in there. He gets his shot blocked, but he gets fouled. And Samuel will come into the free throw line. That is the first foul of the game for Wyatt Kramer. As Pines comes to the line, again, I mentioned it'll be a good opportunity for us to begin reminding you that tomorrow we will have fourth consecutive day of local basketball here on Care Radio as the Ravens are at home. Now, if you're looking at your schedule, pay no attention to the start times because they were adjusted. The ladies' game is at noon. The men's game is at 2 o'clock up in the Nolan Gymnasium hosting Mid-America Nazarene. Free throw up and good for Samuel Pyche. He will hit two, has 4 points. It is now 41-22. So, Benedictine, Mid-America, 2 o'clock, excuse me, noon and 2 o'clock. Noon for the ladies, 2 o'clock for the guys. Shot in the middle is up. It rolls. It's good. Colton Myers with 5, 41-24. It's also, an opportunity for you to pair up with Benedictine in the local community. Bring an unwrapped toy. They're collecting those to distribute for Christmas, and you get a free admission with one. So come on up and bring that along. 7:14 to go. The badge number of Joe Friday and the number of home runs Faber has hit. Shot from the outside. Oh, that's a deep three from in the right corner for the Ravens and Lansden. Taylor has 7. The feet to the right block. Packers are going to kick it right back out, and then it'll go away out of bounds. 7:01 to go in the ballgame. A 20-point MHMA lead. It is 44-24. Up court with it, Taylor. Lansden looks into the eyes of the Tiger 2-3 defense, goes left side. Vanessa Miller, his pass in the middle for Pyche is going to be batted free and stolen. Here comes Colton Myers with it. He will go to the free throw line, loses footing, but is able to save the ball. Gets up, looks like he's okay. Good that he didn't get hurt. It would be very easy to injure yourself slipping like that, but he seems just fine, and the ball is going to be knocked away out of bounds. It'll belong back again to Atchison County. ACCHS putting it back in with 6.5 to go. Now we're the officials stopping the game and going to the scorer's table looking for a towel, and they're going to say you don't need it, so he wipes his forehead with it. We're not going to waste a towel. I mean, he brought it out there. We're going to get some good out of that thing. Here comes the Atchison County offense. They trail by 20 here in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass will go over to the right side for ACCHS. That's Ryan Keith. Baseline right. Cutting across, and the pass with a little too much on it. Going to go out of bounds into the crowd. And it will come back to Moore Hill Mount Academy. 6:20 to play. Up the floor, Ravens, Lansden Taylor. ACCHS sticking with the 2-3 zone here this time. Van Dyke will have it. Skips it down low. Right side, looking in the middle. Harris, back on the top it comes. Miller, Vanessa, cuts to the baseline, puts the shot up and in. Vanessa Miller with a dozen. It's 46-24. We're down to 5:50 to play. Tigers up top side. Matt Worley over to the left. Here's a shot. It's a three. Got halfway down and then kicked out. Outlet on the fast break. Other end. Driving shot. It's up and good. And a layup for Vanessa Miller on the fast break. 14 now for him. And it's 48-24. Ravens beginning to stretch out the lead a little bit. And we're going to get a timeout with Coach Chapman in Atchison County. Taking a break at 5:24 to go in the game. Ravens 48, Tigers 24.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
out of the timeout. Pouring them out of Canterbury. Vanessa Miller and Carson Van Dyke. Got Samuel Kaish out there with Mark Harris and Lanson Taylor. Coach Kunicki has a starting five out of the court, leading by 24 with 5:20 to go. ACCHS, Caleb Miller. The kick over to the right side to Trent Kimmy. Back out on top, it's going to be Bowerly. Driving down the left side of the lane. Back over to the right side. Cross court pass shot goes up off both sides of the rim, and it won't go in. Rebounding it back down. MHMA. Quickly, Harris will go down the left side. Dishes over. Deep in the corner, Van Dyke. Topside, he'll go to Harris. Inside, 5 minutes of play, and Ravens maybe taking just a little bit of air out of the ball. They're slowing things down. Looking for a good, good shot. Here's a baseline head fake near travel. Comes back on top. Here's a three for Manassa. There it is. The good movement of the basketball, the working of a player, getting wide, wide open and undefended in. Knocking in the uncontested three is 51-24. 4:20 left in the game. Tigers will take it over on the left side. Jump into the wing. Here's a follow-away shot that's going to land out of bounds. Ravens have it into the backcourt, and ACCHS is going to go on back and set up their zone defense. Cater will bring it up uncontested. Between the circles, he'll come over to Carson Van Dyke. Here's Harris, goes in, lots of contact. Harris dropped the shoulder, and that's exactly what's going to happen. When you go into a little traffic, you put down the shoulder, you're not on the gridiron, that's an offensive foul. For Harris, it'll be foul number four. We're just over 4 minutes to play. We've got three guys now out of the floor with four fouls apiece. Here comes Atchison County. Ball works over to the left side to Trenton Kimmy. Trenton back off on top. Matt Worley. The pass to Mills, knock free, stolen. Heiss has it. He goes over the right side to Manassa. Little Euro step. Can't get it to fall. And back up with it will come ACCHS. 3.5 to go in the game. Tigers will have it deep in the left corner. He stepped on the sideline. There it is. There's the call. And the official right there looking at it. And it happened so quickly. He stepped on the line and come back up. And he's like, wait a minute. I just saw that. And the Ravens will be back up court. 3:20 to play. Right side with the ball. Underneath, Heisch will turn. Can't get the reverse layup to go. And now, on the rebound, two players go hard to the floor. They're going to call a jump ball, and back it comes to ACCHS. Johnson in Guava coming up. He's one of the guys who was involved in hanging onto that ball. Now, Atchison County is going to bring Wyatt Kramer back in. 3:15 left. Here comes Atchison County. Drive across the baseline. The feed in the middle of Wyatt. No room for him in there. They'll bring it back out on top to Matt Worley. Shot wide left. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be slap free, lost out of bounds. And great hustle down there by Dalton Damon. The ball will stay with the Tigers. We're inside 3 minutes to play. A couple of substitutions in for the Ravens. Nathan Randolph will come in. We're seeing some youngsters out there. Bowden Korbelik. Here's a drive and a shot, and that is going to be Samuel in his fourth. My guess is Samuel, and with that fourth foul, may check out here pretty shortly. See Coach Kunicki talking to some of his players down on the sideline. Free throw, up and in. Trenton Kimmy, 2 out of 3 at the line for 2 points tonight. Another one Got them both, Trent and Kimmy. 51-26. 2:49 to play. Lanson Taylor with the ball. He goes right back to the first several possessions of the game when Lanson brought the ball down and was just dominant, got some early shots in. This shot misses. High for the rebound in Guava, and the Ravens are going to keep it alive. 2:20 left. Pice drives across, and he is going to be fouled. Now, that is a seventh foul. So Samuel will come to the free throw line. Samuel Pice has been a good free throw shooter this evening. He's got 4 points tonight, 2 of 2 at the line. A couple of free throws here earlier in the fourth quarter. Samuel will be up there right now for the 1+. Again, really quiet here in the gym. Free throws hit in. He's 3 of 3 at the line. 52-26. Samuel will take his time. Pyesh at 6'4" puts in both free throws. Ravens the lead again, 53-26. Little contact, kind of incidental. Officials not going to wear out the whistle right now. Here's a shot on the lean, and we're going to get a foul call. Is that on Samuel? Probably. And we thought maybe 2 or 3. There's number 1. Samuel Pice is going to foul out of the ball game here. He'll end the evening with 2:10 to play and 6 points on the night for ACCHS. Trenton Kimmy. He is 3 of 4 at the line. That was good. So Trenton, 4 points in the game, 4 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. Second free throw is also good. It is 53-28. The crowd is pretty subdued here this evening as the game has worn on and toward the end. The outcome has been in really little doubt for a bit of time now. Pass comes on top. Here's a long three. It's wide to the left side. Tigers rebounding it back down. Here's Wyatt coming up with the basketball. ACCHS, Caleb Miller. Stops, leans, shoots, can't get it. Rebound, cleared away. And that's going to be Wilkes coming up with the basketball. Wilkes over to Lanson Taylor. 1.5 to go. Taylor down to the baseline. Put the ball where he thought Wilkes was going to be, and he wasn't. But we're going to have a foul call. So a break for the Ravens, and that's going to be number 2. ACCHS. Caleb Miller will foul out with 1:30 to play, and he will end the evening with 1. Well within reach. It is going to be the 1-1 for Morehill Mount Academy and Lanson Taylor. Lanson, 7 points. He's 0-for-2 at the free throw line tonight, back in the opening quarter, and the first one here is perfect. That is the 8th point of the night for Lanson Taylor. One more coming up here. Man, that one will not be particularly close. It is 54-28. Here come the Tigers. Here's Wyatt. Shoots and scores! Wyatt Kramer. Hits the bucket, plus 1. And the tempo of the game has not gotten any faster. A lot of fouls. The foul here is going to be on Jonathan and Guava. The free throw rolls around, and it's good. I thought there was a bucket plus 1. Now, we got more confused by this crew. Wasn't that a bucket and one?
Yeah.
Okay. So he hits his basket. He gets his free throw. Wyatt has three. And the Ravens will put it in. Here we go. Up the court. It's going to be Keegan Mispagel. He goes all the way to the baseline. Has the ball stripped out of his hand. And then Keegan reaches in. Trying to steal it back. And that's going to put the Tigers in the line with Dalton Damon. Dalton's been in for a little bit here toward the end of the game. Giving him some really good minutes. I like the way he plays. A junior for Atchison County. That, by the way, is going to be... As his free throw is up and rattles around, it is good. Dalton Damon's first point. That'll be the second foul of the evening, by the way, for Keegan Mispagel. If you're keeping track at home, the second free throw misses. Ravens coming out with the basketball. An aggressive rebound by Bennett Wilkes, and over it'll go to Bowden Korblik. Korblik back to Wilkes. Korblik on top. 1 minute to play and a double triple. Ravens are going to turn it back over. 57 seconds to go. Wyatt will bring it in. Creighton will bring it up. Atchison County on offense. Here's a drive into the lane. The shot is up and it is blocked, but there was contact with the body, and back to the free throw line will come Dalton Damon. That is the third foul of the game. As the free throw's up for Keegan Mispagel. Keegan, three fouls. This free throw here is up and good. One more shot. And yes. .54-34. Ravens out front. He got working around to the left side. MHMA being patient, and now the Tigers not quite so patient. Reach in, commit a foul trying to steal the ball. That foul is going to be on Damon. It's going to be his first one. And a 1-1 here for the Ravens. Korblik coming to the line. He is 0-2. Had a couple of second quarter free throw opportunities. Hit a 3 in the third quarter. So a very capable perimeter shooter. Look, the shot. No. Long rebound. Here comes Atchison County. Driving down, coast to coast, running shot, yes! That is the first point of the game for Creighton Bowerly, 54-36. Ravens perhaps will not shoot the ball again as we're at 20 seconds to go. They'll run a little motion. It'll kick back over to the right side. Back out on top, got Nathan Randolph out there at the top. 4 seconds, three. Final score tonight, Mar Hillman Academy 54, ACCHS 36. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
And stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities. Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Lund kind of making his way slowly out of the gymnasium here this evening. A couple of hard-fought ball games, but a couple of very dominant performances. How's that? Here are the nightcap, the Morehill Mount Academy. Boys winning over Atchison County 54-36 for the Tigers. How about Lane Mullins? Man, what a night he had. 17 points. Five then for both Trenton Kimmy and Colton Myers. Three the night for Wyatt Kramer and Dalton Damon. Two for Creighton Bowerly and Caleb Miller with one. For Morehill Mount Academy, it was a 17-point night also for Manasseh Miller. You had Carson Van Dyke with 10, a couple of Ravens in double-figure scoring. It drops into Lanson Taylor's 8, a half a dozen for Sam Peisch. Keegan Minspickle with 5. Mark Harris and Bowden Korblick, 3 apiece, 2 tonight for Bennett Wilkes. Your backup Atchison player of the game, he had it wrapped up for me at halftime, I think. What a job by Lane Mullins. At halftime, he had 15 of his team's 17 points. Lane Mullins, 17 points in the ball game this evening. He's your backup Atchison player of the game. In the opener, it was a 60-26 win for the ACCHS Lady Tigers over MHMA. They were led by Natalie Nitz, your backup Atchison player of the game, the girls' game. 7 three-point shots, 21 points. Tomorrow, we're going to be right back at it. Joseph, we appreciate you showing up for all of these because we have a noon tip-off in the Norland Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens at 12 o'clock and the guys at 2. Ravens will be hosting Mid-America. If you're a fan of the Hartford America Athletic Conference, you'll be aware that Rocky Lamar, the men's coach for Mid-America, retiring at the end of the year. So this is his farewell tour. Maybe his last time ever in the Norland Gymnasium. You might want to come and be a part of that. Bring an unwrapped new toy and the Raven Toy Drive. You'll get into the game for free. Hey, thanks for having joined us again tonight. It was the ACCHS girls coming out on top. It was the MHMA guys winning in the second game. Tim McGreach here tomorrow for Joseph, producing, engineering. He's the man of the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts here at the gym saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 34. Overnight, under clear skies, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 62. 39 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
You came for the country.
Listen up.
One, two.